free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
I'm just...
Oh, and then you'll hear the voice.
Just for our own records. Well.
No.
You are being...
Okay.
Just so that we remember, we don't miss any bugs. So
Oh.
That's such a bad humor. This is a great onboarding for Screen Studio.
Oh, I have Screen Studio. Oh, no, I don't have it on this.
Oh, you're recording the whole thing as well.
Mm.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
You're good.
Right. What's the plan? What do I need to do?
Oh, gosh, if I have anything confidential on here.
I was going to close some stuff.
Yeah. Let me just... just give
I'm,
me...
I'm not looking.
Give yeah. me a minute.
I'm looking at Matt. Oh, Matt, that's confidential. It's cloudless stuff. Don't show me that.
It's the New York Stock Exchange. Yeah. Let's
go. So yeah, this is all good.
Okay.
This is all good.
So we're going to tell everyone to go to layer code and run the CLI on me, basically.
We're going to tell them. Yeah.
We're going to have a set.
We should now down. Start the CLI.
Start the CLI. Choose the quick
step. We won't tell you where it is. So. Is that fair?
Okay, we're going to go to Layer Code.
The company's called Layer Code. Oh, it comes up in Google. That's good.
That is helpful,
we'll
isn't
find
it?
Find out. Yeah?
He's Doc's first guy.
Oh my God, this is so scary.
Right, I'm not reading your page.
Something weird about seeing it in person.
Yeah.
What? Does that not happen to you?
So, okay, imagine you're a developer who wants to build a voice station. I feel like that's a good goal.
Okay. Is this going to make a project? Yeah. I guess
what
it
do,
is.
What do you expect it to do? Do you like spend your contextual inputs?
Oh, gosh. But create your first AI voice agent in minutes. Let's build a production. Turn taking, low latency audio.
That is good.
Is this recording the right screen? I think so. I think it will record what's here. We'll find out.
We've got the voice as well.
This is why you've got like the crypto logo. Just like
simple agent back in the...
Yeah, speak out any bits which are confusing to the voice recording.
Translate.
Does he have an account?
No.
Okay.
So...
It definitely, yeah, I haven't done this recently, and it's definitely this feeling of like you've just baked a cake for someone's wedding, and everyone's like about to eat it, and you're like, and then you like it, and you're like, I didn't put enough sugar in.
I should have worn my hair now. Yeah, exactly. Not me, but someone else.
Man. Come with me.
Okay. Right. I can't remember if I have a layer code login. Let me check on my phone.
I feel like
I think we talked about
the message.
It's in the machine. We haven't done it yet.
So that. Wait. It was weird that like I didn't get anything else. Yeah, you basically just told me to sign up, but then...
Oh, wait, you got an error.
It said, please authenticate, and then stuff got garbage collected. And then it was like...
Can you try it again?
No, I haven't verified my account.
You haven't verified your email.
Yeah. Is that because we were saying that we'll just... There might be able to just... No, I think that's a bug.
Hello. Hey, John.
It's me,
John.
Nice. Thank you. Hey, dude.
Oh, cool. Good to see you.
How you doing?
I've been to you for a while.
It's been ages.
I'm Trevor.
Yeah, you're in our place.
Yes.
This is Trevor.
Yeah.
CLI Master. Nice. And do you know Natalie?
No, I don't know.
This is Hi, Jim. Nice to meet you.
Do you like a drink?
We've just had some...
Okay.
Help yourself.
So I'm going to get Jan away.
Hold on, I don't need my extra layer code.
I'm already ahead of generation.
And I'm like,
quite nice,
what do I do now? It's
just a snap. It's
like a snap. So,
I should tell them. We got grape fruit juice or just
like for a link to the talks. Or,
this is great.
I can't log in.
This is a big problem. Okay, let me load up the DV.
Okay.
Yeah. My user is not found.
Grab any chair.
Yeah. Oh. Can you WhatsApp me your email?
No, I can't spell.
Yeah.
I can't.
Cloudflare.
Thank you.
Cloudflare.
Larry.
Okay. Can you
All right, what happens then?
Watch what you do.
I have to bite that domain. It's
cloud
load.
So I think it was confusing for Natalie because she didn't know where to go. You also add your things on different screens, didn't you? Lots of people do. But because when you have it on the same monitor, the CLI tells you, thank you for open.
So.
She had this CLI for the screen.
Could you go back to the CLI now? Some apps it like reopens.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
Like a lot of them say, like, you can close this window now.
Okay.
It does need to say go back to the CLI.
Yeah, so. It does need to say that. I agree.
Is it next?
Why haven't we added that sound here yet?
Wait.
I'll give my notes up. Yeah.
So there's no reason.
Okay.
Wait.
There's no reason.
Do I just press enter now?
Nah, yeah. There's meant to be two options. But okay. Right now, there's enter one.
Okay.
Have you got that, Jack?
What am I making? What's an automotive assistant?
I have to sing.
Yeah. I have a dream.
If you like cars.
We should put like CarPlay. We should put like CarPlay or something, right?
Oh, wow. Okay, I want an executive assistant. Add your OpenAI API key.
This is going to be tough for me.
I
do maybe have one.
So if you did have like a system profile one, it would have just detected that
PM
and used that.
Oh, okay.
I can find one.
I think it's findable.
Just I don't work on my own ones anymore. That looks good, doesn't it?
That looks like one.
I'm sure it will.
No worries. Do you want something else?
It just sits on your machine anyway, so it's not going anywhere else.
Is it just at the Next.js? What was the obvious things? I'll redirect back.
If possible.
Well,
or at least give them. When I enter my OpenAI key, it's not like hidden, it's not a password field.
Oh.
You want that to be hidden?
Okay.
Yeah. I want that to be a password. Please. Because now it just stays there and it looks dodgy.
Mm. Wow, this is
I can change everything. And also, like, if it does just stay on my machine, when I press enter, so you should get a pop-up to say this is stored here. And then because it's stored in a file on my machine, right? I'm guessing.
Yeah. Well, it's just stored in Viv.
Yeah, so you should show me where it's stored. Okay. That would be sick. Yeah.
So you know we're not sending it.
Yeah, basically. Because otherwise it does feel pretty dodgy.
You're like, what are you doing with this?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. It's like, what's going on here?
Okay, fair enough.
That's a good point.
So what can I help it? Should I run the same floor? A whole list of things.
I know you've done.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Please do it. And tell them to Jack.
Yeah.
I've already talked to him about the...
This part of which one is it?
Allowed host.
I
think you and I chatted before you went to Italy.
Yeah, this takes access.
Does it actually take this long, or do I need to redo this with warp turned off?
What's it doing with project environment?
We have lots of other questions.
It is setting up your .env file inside of Azure.
Why is it not
inside? Yeah, it's also running
npm install because I have something.
We should tell you what we're doing now.
I could do some tasks.
I feel like when I ran that idea, after about 30 seconds, you do what Matt did and was like, is this broken?
So maybe we can say like doing this and then as soon as it's done, shows what it's doing.
Should I ask you to do something specific?
Or just the same flow?
Just the same start on?
Have a think.
If this name.
One thing I noticed was the CLI now allows the port and it works, but it doesn't allow the URL. So you still have to, for anything feed page,
you still have to, yeah,
we have to document that. You change the URL of the dev server.
Yeah, we need to, we're going to document that.
The other thing I noticed, you have reference Python in your docs, but it was going dead. It's actually not properly linked up.
Which one?
So I had to build my own. In the docs. I was getting
sometimes,
and someone
I'm,
saw a reference
Python
actually.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh,
am I crazy?
Python,
and
then oh,
yeah. See, Python backend?
Is it tunnel, the cloud side tunnel?
See, the
yeah.
backend guide.
That's quite cool.
Did you
do some ugly stuff, then we'd pass that.
So, you
want to tunnel thing to get the tunnel destination.
I don't have a
code. Yeah, no, I've seen that before.
If you have an old
Wait, who else is doing that?
But,
is that you who's doing that?
API.
It's very useful. So I can share the cloud to just.
I'd love to see it. Yeah,
just the URL. So you can just like.
Okay. Is this just running now?
It should be just running now.
Okay.
Are you running the tunnel?
I don't remember what this was change.
Yeah. We've got on fast.
Whoa.
That is. No.
What's the point?
Yo. Can you hear me?
Fast API.
Fast API, that's it.
Yeah.
Hello, this is
Ash.
How can I assist you on your drive today?
Can we go to Mackie's?
I can hear you loud and clear. Just to confirm, would you like directions to Mackie's restaurant?
Take me to the Golden Arches.
That's right, they call Mackie's here, huh? Not Mickey D's.
I think we still have Mickey D's.
Got it. I'll set the route to Mackie's, the Golden Arches.
Did we manage to talk? Okay, so this is the one thing we have to tell everyone in the hackathon is like the background noise stops the turn ending or interrupts it.
It seems like the message got cut off. Could you repeat that last part?
If you go to your Leica dashboard where there was that cool agent
conflict
diagram. This one?
The box one.
This one?
Yeah, and you go to edit transcriber here. And you click on turn taking and change that to push to talk and click save.
Well, I got rid of
it. It just defaulted to push to talk.
Maybe we should do
that. That kills half of the magic, though. Yeah. Like in a noisy room, it's going to be awful, but at the same time.
Yeah. Do you think if we just switched it just while the hackathon?
Or just tell everyone.
Hello, this is Astra. How could I assist you on your drive today?
I didn't imagine.
No.
But it is true that in a noisy place, it's unusable.
Okay, well, this worked.
Was that the same agent ID?
No.
QU9, is that the same one there? No, it's a different one. Go back to...
Wait, have more agents?
Somehow.
Well, this one?
Yeah, change that to talk.
Yeah, I agree with Matt's feedback about obfuscating the OpenAI.
It feels dodgy. It's not bad.
Okay, refresh now.
Okay, that's very good feedback.
I think we had the wrong agent.
Did Jack, maybe it works. Hold fire.
Yeah.
How can I assist you on your drive today?
We haven't done that for a reason.
What do I press?
Hold down that.
I just have to hold this. Okay, cool.
Now you can just blab.
Can you take me to the nearest park? Whoa, that
misheard.
Could you clarify what top means? Are you looking for a stop for gas?
No, I want a park. No, I want a park.
Got it. Do you want to find the nearest?
No. Take me to a park with green spaces. Okay, this is cool.
Thanks for your patience. I'll find you a nearby park with green spaces.
Is this your hallucination? Was it
possible?
Would you like me to start the navigation?
Oh, awesome. We're
done. So I just noticed, Matt, here, when you sign up, you get thrown into a default agent that's being created.
Mm.
In your dashboard shows that.
Oh, yeah. But that's the
wrong one. Then when you use the CLI, it creates a new agent.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should turn off auto agent creation on sign up.
Yeah, I'll give it one.
I agree. Because it's also very confusing when you open it. You see all of this.
It looks like, cool, but it's like...
I think we can also distinguish if you're signing up via the CLI versus not. And maybe that's when we don't do it. They don't do it via the CLI.
I imagine we'll also not want to do it because it's a bit like overwhelming. We should take you through some onboarding, I feel like.
Yeah, I let the
onboarding. So just turn it off completely. Okay. Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Can I throw in one thing there?
Yeah.
Literally looking at your dogs, I was really missing a piece of the dogs that would like explain how this whole thing fits together. Like a very simple diagram of literally you sit in the middle here, here is your backend, we kind of send the tags to your back, you know, like as dumb as that. That's what I had to do for our devs because they just couldn't wrap their head around. So do you do the backend? No, not really. We just like pipe between the front end and the back end and like that fitting together.
We have that diagram. It's just not on the website. It's in a presentation somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't find anything in the docs. So I keep sending them out.
There's a how layer code works diagram.
There's how layer code works here.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Could this go before quick start? Because I hate docs which just tell me how to start and not actually what's going on.
Interesting.
Because I started this and saw quick start and immediately saw a thing and just did this and was like, oh, I'll work it out. But that is a good point in that I have now no idea what I was doing. So it would be nice
like
to
an introduction, like what is that?
Like this.
Yeah, like and, I'm pretty sure.
And that how the code works, there's another version of that diagram I've got that tells you what's being sent between the different places.
Yeah, okay. We have two complicated ones, but if it was something like very simple, like yes. Simple boxes, yes. Which literally tell you can send audio, you can send text, and this is what you will be seeing. Okay.
Yeah, maybe Modal does
that's,
it quite well.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so there's like a homepage for the docs where like there's like a one-liner about what it actually does.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're chatting about, isn't it? Like, well, tell you what layer code does before.
Wait, where
are we talking? At the start of the docs.
Yeah.
Where are the layer code docs?
Because I noticed, Matt, you clipped on docs first. And yeah. Some devs like read the website.
It's a dev tool, isn't it?
Yeah. And so I was wondering if like you have to kind of rehash some of the website in the quick start.
Yeah.
For the developer who hasn't like, read the website.
You know where it says start here? If I could click on that and I could get like where it says start here. If that was like, actually clickable and that was the homepage.
I tried to click that.
Did you try to click that as well? I tried to click it twice.
Yeah.
Find me a jacket.
So here.
I said I want a jacket.
Why is it? You can't click.
Because it's not, like a title. It's a title. It's a page. It's a title. I think Parallel does pretty good docs as well. Unless you've seen Parallels.
It feels working.
The docs are broken. But yeah, like the homepage has...
It's like, I don't know if you want the video, so it like, I stopped the video when I put in my OpenAI.
Oh, I see. don't worry, it's safe for this.
So it needs 6 minutes. So I was just going to wait for that before I... carried on and started screen recording.
Okay, no worries.
But it works. Like, that was really easy.
Cool.
That was really easy.
And you could chat to it.
Yeah, it was really easy.
I have 20
What do you all think?
I was going to ask, is the e-commerce model meant to do something? Because I just spoke, I muted it now, but like muting doesn't stop it, right? So why is it like doing...
Some of these are your issue, unfortunately.
Like, see, I actually sent a valid message like, and then...
Unsupported engine like, means that the thing that you've picked is not like... is it your node is unsupported?
Okay, I will...
Maybe.
Damon.
But you know...
What version of node are
you? Can I switch?
21.5.
Close to my heart. I tried the e-commerce voice agent and I basically need to squeeze in this I want a jacket message and everything happens after.
Thank you.
But like, it's still alive.
21.5. So yours is actually...
But the music...
But they should be supported. That should be supported.
Yeah, anything...
What's wrong with that?
I can try...
Wait, is it saying 20 or anything greater than or equal to 22?
Yeah, but it's saying... Hang on, stop.
Yeah.
What?
So it's just 21 for some reason. That's weird.
So I can...
Current 20... Oh, I already said that.
Why is
there
any...
Interesting.
Maybe because 21 wasn't an LTS, so maybe. Some people didn't.
I'll have to look at that.
Yeah, that's good.
Write that down. So 21.
What was that? That's probably not your issue, though.
Note 21 point.
And can I?
21.xx.
Yeah.
Is that supported by a bunch of libraries that we have in the note, the next docket? Yeah. Sorry, I thought it was because you'd specified an engine in your log file, but you hadn't.
And it was probably this session right now.
There might be.
There's only one session.
I don't know.
Okay.
That actually might be, wait. That.
So then if I do that.
I do mess around in here. It could well be a me thing.
No, it's not a you thing.
I log out.
Oh, wow. You get all this. What's
going on?
Yeah, what is this?
Take me to the Golden Arches.
Take me to the Golden Arches. This is locked.
A version of this.
You're meant to get these, right?
Let's see, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, I was just showing your time. Yeah. Oh, this was from the Run Dead, right? Yeah.
This is, yeah, logs.
Yeah. Yeah, that plays. It's like that was painful. So you're right.
No, and then
okay.
It's from the session. Now? You could do a tail on
it. I think this might be because we might have added these little things in. I don't know if we always show that.
As you see, it looks like a lot of logs.
Yeah, I think it might have been from just a blink person. Just very recently. I might have just requests than this.
I mean, I don't hate
it. I think we're loading maximum stuff.
I don't hate it.
Okay, so then we reconnected to Rhyme. And Rhyme was ready again. So Rhyme disconnected.
I had another thing.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I think it was in the layer code login.
Yeah.
I couldn't make it show me my password.
It said VAD end when I logged no in. Interim transcript. VAD
I can't remember
end
where it
no
happened.
Interim transcript.
So did you?
I didn't see
it again. Yeah, there's no like way to like. Hide or show the password.
Yeah,
when I was pasting, I didn't know what I was pasting.
Messages
on the really?
I don't know
It didn't have a like a true one of those eye buttons to show me if I was typing in the right password or not.
Here we go. Look,
they want to build a
straight webhook request.
Yeah, it's just like blocked out.
Oh crap! Okay,
but you could see at least you were typing right.
Did a web dot?
Yeah, web. It's typing, but I, like but I was pasting it from something else.
Yeah,
and it's really weird because my paste manager doesn't actually. If I copy anything from passwords, it doesn't. I mean, it copies that, but it doesn't copy anything from. It doesn't show in here. So when I paste it, I'm like, am I pasting?
In your case, it was helpful because your email was off, but you think it was a password. Verify that, you could have saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So we should have an option in that.
I think it's pretty standard to have like a little.
Where they can have the eye, like extra eye open, you know, to see the plain text on the password.
Oh, yeah.
Obfuscate it.
That's a pretty normal thing to have.
Yeah, but it's pretty common now.
Yeah, it's fine now because this is saved.
Okay.
That was really helpful.
Give me a check your ASAP.
Can we ask?
Except I want to check
you once your once it's working to try and do something
this is,
to create. Because I think
we need to stop. Yeah, we need to stop the bad event when you're muted.
Not on extensive testing.
Right.
We're not. Not on extensive testing here.
Right. Do I end the session?
The actual experience.
I don't want to tell.
And I. That's like a Monday.
Too much.
I won't open this.
I kind of want to see the chaos unfold.
Ooh, there. Find your GP.
There's a bit confusing, right? Because you have this one.
No,
that's
got a rhyme error. Again.
And then you have this.
So you'd send a response.
Right. Web broken
request.
Okay.
And then immediately I've called Ryan connection closed.
Can I change?
Error. Ooh, need hello. Sentence parameter. I think
this is just connecting to the same one. How would I change this?
I'm going to.
Hello.
Oh, please don't.
There's no. Okay, I'm going to send Brian this message.
Is this code? Do I have to open
like
code?
The bug is that Ryan died when we tried to send the audio response.
Yeah.
We reconnected to Rhyme, but we didn't work out that we haven't generated the Rhyme response.
Okay, go to your new project.
This, if that thing, right?
Interesting challenge.
That's it.
No event error.
So, if I go to this one, and I go to a different agent, and I only know this because Damien says something about an agent ID. Yeah. So maybe I'm cheating.
Ryan die.
I think I'm cheating because I would have taken a lot longer to work that.
Go ahead and you just do what you want to do.
Let's say the agent's responding to you and while it's doing that, you grant dies and then it just claims it's fine, we don't let us. And let's say you're speaking to the agent and then Ryan's run and they dies and maybe can wouldn't notice. But I think here is like Ryan died when we sent the text to be spoken to Ryan.
I'm confused, darling.
You don't know what was falling.
So I've CD'd
into
you
don't really know.
This directory.
But we send
and then it says, and then you tell them in the same directory.
Well, quite hard to
so
know.
So I'm guessing it
got a response.
This directory.
Hi, how can I help you?
As in...
Yo, how are you?
Like, is it the outside one or the inside one?
Yeah.
Send this text to the TTS.
Good point.
And I haven't got any over yet. So I'm going to write this down. That's great. That's such a good point. And it needs to have a
JT.
That's what that's the right one. Speaking, so it's not just it's not speaking. It's literally like you should rather know how long you should have spoken.
Yeah. Okay, so that changes it to the demo one.
When it dies halfway through the
Did it work? Day, yeah, I think so.
You then have a resend.
Well, to do the response to you. Hey, how are you?
You don't actually know what you're running over here.
You've got
to send back.
I don't assume it. I think that's okay.
Yeah, sorry. It was also a question, wasn't it? Yeah. So you run the tunnel inside
very unhappy.
The
CD
one. I don't think it would be an issue.
So do I have to?
I think I've seen it.
Yeah, what is
those one here as well, by the way, on the CD.
Really a confusion.
We didn't say, do you know that one? Do that. As we say, like, in the same directory, but in the future of the tunnel, but it's not clear if you do it from where you just seed into.
Like, to put it all
seed into. You were in before you seeded into.
Okay.
I know I would love to get back to
Okay. Maybe
down the one bridge. We're going to expose you.
It's going to go away, though, actually, if we get rid of the
latency analytic.
Okay.
Nice.
But. That's what it is.
Where's my brew breaking?
Installed.
Yeah, the connection.
I don't. Oh, no.
You don't know how I'm going to connect.
Here's the bug.
Go on, hit me.
When you create an agent. Yeah.
Amazing.
By default.
Using our backend.
This is a very interesting.
I clicked on this to be like connect my backend, but now I have to make a whole new project.
A clone.
That
puts you too, because you might not want to do that.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna
do this real quick.
Okay. I'm gonna just
click the X.
Go for it.
Search your jacket for me.
Go forward. Okay.
March into the online.
Yeah.
So you have these different.
What's the worst that can happen?
Okay. So do a manual setup. So you need to
join changes a lot.
If you don't, I think you need to give it a webhook URL.
I think it's like a Mac.
Okay, which is my like
mismatch or something
with Cloudflare D.
Yeah.
Oh no.
No, we're good. We're good.
Are you ready?
If I only had someone from Cloudflare.
Is
this not going to work either?
Go back to
Go ahead and say that is not clear at all.
Because it is nice, but ultimately
that one
because they're more comfortable.
And then it'd be nice if this name corresponded to the name that I set up in the template.
Where broken on that?
You know, in the template, I called it like an auto agent or something, an auto automotive assistant.
Oh, I see.
It'd be nice if this
the
name
that you selected in the
template. Yeah. Be nice if this name was like that, because then I would be able. This is my agent.
What's kind of falling through the cracks is when I look at the dogs and try to explain it to people. There is this.
This is all very complicated.
There is this job.
There's a lot going on.
Trying to understand how.
Right.
Yeah. So if you look at this one, for example, this one.
I'm going to show you.
So
just to get it.
Yeah, so you need to add
Flasier
API.
This helps you.
Any other drinks?
Thanks, Zelan.
Yeah, I think we're good. I might have a beer.
Yeah,
there's loads of drinks in here.
We're good.
I think we're good. Thank you very much.
Wallace.
So what you mean a better interrupt?
So there's just a massive...
Roadie.
Let's go.
What's up?
API/agent.
Yeah.
How would I know that?
Microphone's not working.
You don't know it necessarily.
Change it in the
from a demo project.
Because you didn't write
it. So we're meant to
have a
problem.
You would know.
So if you've got it in our
code.
You haven't put it in that quick.
Okay. But
the production you will.
So in the tunnel here.
And then you're like,
I didn't know my print.
Yeah, would you ever add it here? Is what I guess what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, yeah, that's when I'm doing the
button. That one doesn't have any here.
Because,
hello.
Oh, it's just slower.
And like, okay. You don't document it well, you're basically going to get everything.
Yeah. Right, let's have a go now. So go to the original one and just,
Better
default. This is Harper, your executive assistant. How can I assist you right now?
Give up everyone else.
So you can't have one station.
Oh, no. Can I stop doing
that? So if you click on the icon...
Yeah, you did. Okay, yeah, you're good. No, you're good.
Got you.
You probably should have the same agent. You right the tower. Yeah, it should be good.
Like you're in the middle.
Sorry.
Could you clarify what you're doing?
I'll go through that.
It's basically management.
Yeah. How that work?
There is a whole piece of this thing.
I'm just playing.
Yeah, go for it. Try it and see.
How do I actually do the communication?
Whoa.
I think it does work.
You mean over REST?
How do you think this does
work? Yeah, over REST from the backend, right?
Yeah.
Like basically, it's using REST and it's
running in a spot.
Is it?
The event shapes, things, right?
Okay, I'm holding and speaking.
I know now, but I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Building that like little API because it's really simple anyway, right?
Yeah, I don't think this is working. That button was cool though. Oh, so, it's recording from my phone. Where's my phone?
Okay.
And then what we're going to explain to people in the hackathon is then if you go into hello. Again,
not just the REST docs, and but that's like your agent. How you would use the
refresh?
REST. How you would use?
Yeah, I think this works.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's FYI. That feels like the natural thing.
Kind of an explanation without.
So let's see if
I can change it from the
automatic.
I would have to open every single one
back to you.
Figure out which one I right now.
And now you restart.
Have a little diagram that like explains
restart me the system. Oh, sorry, agent
quick start. Page. Basically
reload this page.
Yeah,
and going for this bar.
Yeah,
when there is a
now
client in my backend,
you have to hold down this button to speak.
Yo, hello, how are you?
And then
so it's like the inverse of
yeah. So we're gonna suggest everyone does that. So then you're not interrupting each other the whole time.
Got you.
Yeah,
I'm saying no.
Which is the document that explains.
We're still no bueno.
Yeah.
Kind of
broken with yours, man.
I tried to use the demo one.
Oh, it's actually the
soul.
Yeah.
And you find in the demo project, trying to change the agent ID to be the default.
I'm not facing any challenges. I'm just in a noisy room.
And we updated the webhook URL to match the Cloudflare tunnel one.
What's happening in the webhook URL?
Oh, never log.
Very abstracted, very high level. Yeah.
Whoa.
Which is
because
I have some deals
secret.
That need closing.
That's the newest one.
Can you close all the deals?
I think your webhook secret needs update.
Oh, okay. I need to update that. Okay. That's cool. And then this button, will this button then work?
Contact information.
Which one?
But like,
which way do I have to update it?
When I'm not on my
phone. You have to copy the secret from the dashboard.
So from here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I
copy this
where I'm at. I can get this.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one doesn't change. Okay, good.
Yeah,
can it be there's nothing?
Because that wasn't
me that I said about you guys, but I don't think there is.
That's okay, dude.
We deserve that anyway. No,
I don't know if you will.
No, there's but you want me to copy out the mermaid?
No, absolutely.
But my point was here. It was really helpful to explain to them that this is not correct. Technically, the
mystery. Yeah, that's a good experience.
But basically, you guys call out for the transmission to audio, and then. What our backend handles, this is what we own, is purely like
yo, test, hello.
And then we do whatever.
Hello, this is Astra. How can I assist you?
What yeah, this really is much better. Thank that, you very much.
Especially on the handshakes and things like that.
What's you're welcome, that? Juanita. What can I assist you with?
Juanita.
Juanita.
No, wait, Miss Transcribed you at the start. Hello, this is Juanita.
This is Juanita.
See, Juanita.
That's the session. This can be in the same backend, but doesn't have to be. This has to be.
Yo.
Tied to the
oh.
This is Astra. How can I assist you on your private?
This is sick.
Code. It does these things, transcribes it.
So you have to hold down. No.
There's like,
is that not working?
So I wonder,
wow. Oh, is that working?
It's like, yeah, simple high level. If you actually want to understand,
are you reframing?
Oh, it is. I felt like the button needs to change color, doesn't it?
Yeah, there, but there's just no feedback.
Yeah, yeah, it's just the green is not
yo,
kind of understand the flow of
this works,
and
right?
And it's very obvious. Well, all the dogs that basically cover this.
It sounds
this
like you're not getting the feedback you expected from the button. Can the you dogs. Describe what you see or are trying to adjust?
So we're actually going to replace this with the QuickStart UI that you saw.
Cool.
Yeah. Just because it's
you just know that by saying you expect something from my turn.
Well, this is exciting. Right. What can I do now? Should we play with the demo?
So something like that.
Have you tried like editing your quick start repo code like
no, I can copy it out,
adding it.
But like you
Oh, can I add No, that's
this cool. is a good next challenge.
Yeah,
we go in here.
Can I add myself a tool?
Yeah, add your own tool. Okay.
But now it's just AI SDK.
Now right? You're just AI SDK.
Okay.
So this is the thing.
This is like the story of my life now.
On your sock, on your phone, sir, over here as well.
Yeah, I want to change the prompt.
I just want to make sure I go.
Yeah.
Is that good?
It's 100% right.
So what is like that? Voice record. What? Just you, if I don't start doing one. No. If we start voice recording now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just because I want to make sure we don't miss her. Because I'm trying to write down as much as I can.
Is it okay if I throw it to Damien?
Damien. There's amazing... Like documentation.
No, it's just generated mermaid stuff, but it's basically how I explained it to devs, how it works.
Wow. Okay. So this is really useful.
It's got like whole sequence.
It's so, you feel so handicapped knowing how it's built, trying to explain to people how it works. Because I just don't understand the bits that people don't
understand. Hello, this is Hellman. How can I assist you on your boat ride today?
Hello.
That looks really unfortunate.
Hey. Maybe
it's just also good execution on it.
Can we go left, please? So annoying.
What would you like help with?
No, you're meant to speak like a pirate. Wow, this is a...
Maybe.
Yeah.
Sure don't want to drink on.
Is that the... Yeah, that's the config file.
Oh, that's for the funny prompt, isn't it?
Yeah, the prompt and the welcome.
It's kind of something to do a bunch of different things here.
No, no.
So
you could just replace this with your own system.
Oh, prompt. Nathan.
Yeah.
Just like a
no, I get that.
Yeah, right.
I think I'm a bit stuck on like where to go next because I like.
What about now?
So like, I did everything it told me to do, and then I'm like. Okay, I've spoken to it. What should I do?
We don't give you any kind of suggestions, do we?
What if we should, yeah. Something a little more complex.
Walk them through it.
I think
then
I don't know what I should say as well, right? In the output.
I'd say the next thing people probably do is put in a tool. But then the other option is you've got is make your own UI. Now, there is...
So sorry. One thing I really dislike, I needed to remove it immediately from the demo, these like weird waveforms, the synth stuff. It was nice to know that something's happening, yeah. But like then I very quickly got tired of it.
Do you think we should put in like a customer-facing UI example? Because we used to have this being very like simple customer-facing UI. Because when you put it in front of customers, you don't want this, do you?
No, that's why
like,
I didn't...
the tiny little bubble.
It needed to be clean and basically resembling ChatGPT as much as you can.
I feel like we could have like dev mode, customer mode, switch in this.
One thing I'll say is now that I know how ours looks, when I use that one, I feel handicapped because I cannot type text. That's like the, especially when you have a room full of people, you try to say something twice, you just can't get it over the line.
Yeah.
You just want to put that thing in and you can't. I would really love to have that text box in there. Now that I know you can.
We should. So text box, and then customer-facing UI toggle. So, Natalie, you can... We have got an agents.md file here. So you could, like, launch Codex or Claude Code if you do use those, for instance, and then say, like, now turn it into an agent that does this.
Okay.
And then it could change, like, the UI... And it's got all of the layer code docs in there, so it should know how to use layer code.
Nice.
Cool. But yeah, this would be the point where there would be some specific voice. You made it too easy. You've done everything you need to do now. You've got a voice AI assistant.
Nice. Cool. Features here. I'm about to have my...
I was looking over.
Every time.
You didn't need to say anything over there.
Yeah.
As Jan told you, what he's built.
No, what are you filming?
E-commerce voice agents.
Okay. Is this the enemy?
No, it's only, we are actually using layer code, but it's a little bit more work than that, yeah.
I think that's the hard thing about voices. Like the demo is quite easy, but the production hard.
Yeah, I had a minor heart attack. I was stress testing our database and discovered that our B95 is like almost 20 seconds on some searches. So I need to tell people like a whole fairy tale while it's searching. I have no idea what I'm going to do.
That is the crazy thing, isn't it? As fast as the voice AI is, if it's hitting your legacy database stuff.
That's why I keep obsessing. I have this like little framework in my head of different patterns for the voice agents where literally I would love to have it simpler to basically combine something that's fast and slow and keeps the conversation going, which is like one pattern in one quadrant, right? But you ultimately want to have how that fast agent, if you have two agents, fast and slow, like fast, right? How much autonomy does the fast agent have? Should it be just doing a chatter? Should it literally be just checking in on the bigger agent and just say, oh, I'm still looking, oh, can't find it, be funny, you know, like Claude Code, how it's like gibberish at the bottom. Like, could it literally do that? And then the next level is it literally can do like speculative drafting when you really
get
autonomy, because like Fleshlight is pretty good and you can have it. And then as soon as it finishes, like you can still run your slow model, and that slow model can then issue a correction. Where if you know you can risk it, you can basically
just
be like, oh, sorry, I just checked. We don't have the size M, right? Which is still okay. So I'm basically thinking about this, like, if there could be a few patterns which are around autonomy and like how deeply you parallelize these like different architectures, but like they will make it so much easier to build something that's both smart, but also like fluent, that it keeps the conversation going. But
I think the thinking part is why it makes so much sense.
Yeah, but it's really how do you integrate the two? That's the biggest problem, because then you can end up in garbage from both. And how do you consolidate? And I think that's where I'm
Maybe how we're looking at voice stuff.
Yeah.
There's the two streams that we're talking about.
Yeah. You kind of want
that. Why are you like doing stuff like that?
Did you do real time API? Didn't you chat while the tool calls? It does, doesn't it?
I think so. Yeah, you can interrupt, but the tool call still runs in the backend.
Yeah.
So there would be more.
We're playing with real time now.
Yeah, it would be more similar to that kind of shadow conversation that the fast one keeps the conversation. You would literally prompt it to speak more slowly and describe what the tool is that currently running, which is very hard to do with the normal models, because they are basically tuned to send a tool call. And only then a system message.
Exactly.
So you need to actually, the only way to wire it up is to have a fake like tool call pre-calling, which then pushes the model to have to call more tools and makes it more complicated, it fails more. So that's why I kept thinking like two tools are in a way simpler. Two models are simpler.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really messy to integrate that stuff.
It's an export. Nearly.
Yeah, it's nearly explosive. Is that your laptop?
Yeah,
can I airdrop it? Okay. That's
airdrop. Why did you look at it using real time?
Yeah.
So I'll have like two screen recordings for airdrop. I hope there's something somewhere useful.
Yeah, there's like them side by side.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Why did you pick us?
Thank you. I spoke to them and I was really pissed at OpenAI today.
Because there was a lot of bugs,
but I just could not define tools at all, even though I was following docs.
Yeah.
So I realized, like, ultimately, that magic.
I don't want to, like, send Matt my
name. Could have been faster, don't, because they have no instructions, but you just say how one wheels and
tell you.
But you get here, because anything meaningful will, like, pass the payload, you need to hit the transport layer. And at that point, this is even such nothing and everything. The transport layer, because that.
Oh, just make sure we're in the same Wi-Fi, and that will probably do it. Hey, on your theme event.
Providing all the tool
definitions. Yeah, definitely.
I'm sending it to MacBook Pro 8 to find out if it's you.
Yay, it's me!
You are MacBook Pro 8!
I've been to the library.
Okay.
Maybe about.
It doesn't
have random as a person to vote. Like, well, we will have this breakage and we're completely fucked.
There'll be another
one. And then he was like, well, you will have your own backend. So we actually know that works. Worst thing that happens is that audio goes away. But you still have text. So it felt like way more roles.
So we were just talking earlier today about how we add in real time in Gemini Live and then give people the ability to test those and then transition to those when they get reliable or good enough.
Yeah.
for that specific contact. Because like we got another person who's doing tire booking, tire change bookings for German. Also,
you know, the world of voice there.
Yeah. Right. And they were saying that the number plate and VIN number in German with real-time API is just not accurate enough for them.
Mm-hmm.
Although it seems to do okay in English for us. That was like their biggest problem. And it's interesting. It feels like it's going to get better. But then, all in all these scenarios, it doesn't cut yet.
It's fascinating because never felt like it's not accurate enough until we were using GitKremlbot in layer code. Before we were using OpenAI real-time for the testing and 11 labs
mm-hmm.
on their platform. And that was literally picking up very clearly people speaking in Spanish 8 meters away from me. OpenAI real-time.
Yeah, yeah.
But 11 labs has their own transcription. When I was using 11 labs agents, I think it was pretty good in a noisy, like it wasn't too noisy, but it was literally picking up a Spanish colleague. I was super freaked out about what it's writing and then I realized it's picking on his chat.
Hello, this is Hellman. How can I assist you on your boat ride today? Guys.
It was picking up the Spanish.
What's on the front page of BBC today?
It was
today?
Picking up the ground stuff, but it was picking up the clear language and writing.
What's on the front page of BBC today? Is
that accuracy?
Right now, I was sitting in front of my laptop and I couldn't say I want a jacket.
What would you like?
It was literally impossible.
I feel like we need to get... So
what's the top story on the front page of BBC News today?
They were the next one on our list. They've got a lower word error rate.
I think this is
the problem is the transcriptions don't come through live as they do.
Story on the top.
Oh, baby.
Can you find a ticket for me?
Plan members in Gaza City. At least 27 people have been reported killed in one of the most violent confrontations since Israeli troops withdrew. Would you like to know more about this?
No, thank you.
What API did you hook up to? One of my friends is
just a really good search API.
Matt, one of my friends was teaching coding class once. Like he always used BBC as the example of doing flex boxes and stuff. And then he was like, okay, guys, let's look at the BBC. Oh, by the way, there's been a terrorist attack. Okay. So it was a terrorist attack in London. The class was in London.
Should we ask it to set?
Cool. Did you send it over, Matt?
Can you look up layer code?
Thank you.
And can you see what they do? And can you summarize some of the dots for me? Explain I'm fine.
Finally,
Can
I help you specifically?
Yeah, it works. Are you looking brilliant for ideas? Yeah.
You should.
The layer code voice platform. Can you look it up, please?
Got you.
Recording.
We'll do fire training.
So we need fire wardens.
I said fine.
£2 an hour.
Come on.
Layer code is a voice app.
Perfect for Jenkins. Every time I try to do it on the previous one, it's a check.
I'm telling you, search is the most fun thing ever.
Because it's kind of good.
We're going
to
put it in the
just talk to you about
it. I just hooked it up to Parallel.
But it's not set up here.
Oh, okay.
We're literally speaking again.
With the little lipsy key.
The deep gram is just not high enough.
Hooked it up.
Like you say, it might be better in some situations, but
ensuring responsive voice.
These are all my previous attempts to say a joke.
What? Infrastructure is layer code built on.
Check it.
This is good.
Tell me an unknown fact about them.
So wait, you want to know?
Layer code is built on Cloudflare infrastructure.
This is so bad.
That's a rubbish fact. I want something saucy.
Jam. This is
very helpful. Founded with the goal of
so you're saying you're going to be fixed on Monday?
Yeah, we're looking for it.
No, I still want something juicy. Give me some controversy or something about Damien.
Whoa!
There's a couple of hanging fruit in there, Damien.
What would be fixed on Monday if that was
it definitely can't. No. Find his name, search him, see what he's done. Sneaky.
Our devs are now stuck and they cannot build our front end. I think I posted in a group today.
Yeah, we haven't been.
Parallel is way too good. It's fun. Like, so as an API, it's terrifying.
Is we basically will have all our services behind. Or just feed them if they can only provide.
He's searching for controversy about you.
Yeah, it's finding shit, man. Finding shit. It's just making stuff up.
Mismanagement of AI models. With voice actor union.
Yeah, you had to deal with the voice actor union.
Literally, that's why I was looking at the docs. I was trying to figure out. Built in from the
wait, why did
need to hard code? No topics. Controversy about Damien.
Never respond with Damien had our control.
Where did that even come from?
Stop spreading rumors about your creator.
Devs on our company are not stuck and cannot implement.
Yeah.
Okay. Where did that?
We need to implement our voice agent because they can provide the.
Oh, it got you confused with Damien Hirst. Got it.
Right? So because there's the authorized handshake and everything, and there needs to be some forward headers if.
This is the metadata thing, basically.
So yeah, we're coming back to it. This is where it got to. Basically, they flagged like.
Okay. But we can do that tomorrow.
Okay. Well, maybe we could expose that. Okay.
We have implemented that.
Okay. We already have the session. I mean, it's not hard bit, but there we had already filled that through, and there is a metadata field in the database table for sessions.
Huh.
It's just not settable via the API.
So guys, I think that
I don't
works.
Know if that's going to be enough just to have
that. I would say this works. I think you've done really well.
You will not get through.
It's pretty awesome.
To our backend.
I'm still slightly confused with the whole like local setup.
Get into our VPC.
Yeah. What is it? What would you imagine I do with this local thing?
To be
the local thing is that me actually making my own project.
And I think
this is your dev environment. Using the CLI.
Like they are some temporary to
then what's the end state? The end state like it makes me turning this project and creating like, something I could use in like another project of mine.
They have
so the end state would then be
if we added
was this like more of a demo of like this is how
under the webhook advanced like, and you could set any header
how to use
the webhook. Assuming they are fixed.
I guess what's the practice of this like the local setup like. Is it to show me like, oh, this is how you do it?
It's like getting started, like a lot of the boilerplate stuff, so that
there was a way.
You can see how easy, like all it takes to initially get off the ground and run. The
simplest way would be if there are these custom headers that be including or any
all of these
concrete
or start a new project.
Which I appreciate.
And that JavaScript land is so fucked, isn't it? Look how many complex
problems.
You can get rid of this one.
So the better,
all users,
more flexible.
Yeah, exactly.
Could be a metadata object, custom headers. When you do the authorize and create the session,
it's cool.
Basically, if all that customer can do whatever they want on that end.
Yeah, we should do that.
You're going to have React Router.
It's going to have React
Router?
Layer no. Code to backend.
Yeah, working on that.
Jack, need you a React Router one?
For a demo app.
We should.
Sorry, React Router?
Yeah.
I have that one. That's the one I built in.
Ah, you have one.
So I have a company member.
Jan's done it. You saw it.
Is she from London?
I could probably have bot code carving out.
Been here for like...
Yeah, we've made...
Like 10 years?
Oh, that's...
I feel like the quick starts now are like structured quickly enough.
I'm just visiting for a couple of weeks.
Well, structured.
Yeah. I live in Switzerland.
Okay.
Yeah, quite transform into different frameworks quite quickly. If you send the cloud by quick start,
before?
It could probably
transform. I'm originally from the States. From Colorado. Boulder.
Okay.
And
lovely. I'm from like the countryside.
So
like
a little
country bumpkin.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's right. I didn't know what.
Yeah,
I'm pretty happy about that. Wow.
I need to announce back tomorrow. What I will do.
Oh, do you know what I would give for access to Cooler Code nowadays?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my best friend.
Oh.
What do you do?
I have open code.
You're allowed to use that.
Yeah, but it just doesn't have the love factor.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to use Codex?
No. So I've got cool. You can actually use a lot without telling people, but
that's how I do it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's, you got like goodness.
So yeah, and I'm going to just.
I was paying so much.
This is what I was joking to Jack about earlier. I'm just taking what you said and putting it into Codex right now to make the first drop.
Sure. Mm. Some of our teams have Devin.
What?
I don't know. They seem to like it, but you never know, like, how much exposure they've had to, like, the different models. Okay. Whether they just like it because they're going from zero to, like, something.
Okay.
Or whether they're going to, like... I had this amazing workflow with Core Code in GitHub. It was so good.
Like, with work trees or...
No, with the GitHub issues? Apps. Yeah, with issues. Mm. It's, like, parallel Core Code with GitHub issues.
Really?
It was so good.
That's why I like Codex. Codex Web is really
nice. Yeah.
You know, it's in the ChatGPT app on your phone.
Is it actually?
You can just go and then just be like, do this with my repo.
It's the only
one. Have an idea at night and it just does it.
It's the only one that works remotely these days.
Mm.
Claude Code fucked it up after 167 something that you cannot remotely log in. So I used to code from the couch from my phone.
No, but I do it from GitHub. I just make an issue and like code, do this.
Yeah, but you have to with this like basically workaround, right? But like I like to hit my computer exactly with the terminal and everything and
okay.
Do cloud code,
Do
bunch and basically so I can then pick it up without any handover between platforms.
Mm.
And cloud code, I feel like they must have done it on purpose because people just connect them and don't log in.
There's this thing called Vibe Tunnel.
Come Vibe Tunnel. What is that?
That's like,
I'm using
KLK.
It does, doesn't it? It sounds ominous. It also has the worst sound. Wait, is the sound?
Of the Vibe Tunnel.
I was expecting a different drop there. Like,
sounds like a video game.
Yeah. It's Mario, right?
Yeah.
They changed it. This used to be on like fully loud and you couldn't turn it off. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
So what is your this should work for you, Zachel?
For I was showing you, it changes.
What is it, Dima?
It allows you right to like log in. It's what's that? Thing called? It's a wrapper around.
Reflecting brands. It's like the backend.
Not any scale. No, what's that thing called?
Yeah.
Backend in the sense like
I can't remember. There's some software that allows you to basically connect to your computer over the public internet from anywhere. Even
right, and like global commerce.
That's what you just said.
Tailscale.
That's what Yama's saying.
Yeah. So Vibe Tunnel's a wrap around Tailscale, I think.
Well, if you can connect it, thought so.
Yeah, well, it proxies your terminal.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
In the 4 months I've been there, there have been like 3 strategies.
It is sick.
The latest one.
And I was using Conductor before as well.
Engines, virtual trial.
I have a little vibe.
Is it in memory?
That kind of like Conductor.
Cool.
It's going to be really fun. I'll send it to you when it's ready, Matt.
In your Instagram, you click on a brand when they have a commercial show or whatever. You click on it, it opens this like full screen page. And you basically chat to it. This is where I want to find it, whatever. If you like it, you can log in. And at that point, you can like throw in your image. It basically does the video on you with all the pieces like basically composes the vault fit. And if you keep logging in, that basically
got,
remembers.
I've got Matt from Gitpod on the podcast on Friday. With Luke, Harry's from LM Labs.
Yeah.
He was good. Is he been on yours?
Yeah.
I think I listened to him on yours, yeah.
That's the
idea. He's sick.
Yeah.
But yeah, the voice part of it.
Yeah. He's really fun.
It's really...
You got to get him out of his shell.
Turn.
Because he has got like a... He's got a persona, right? He's got a work persona.
How did you break him out?
I'm not sure if I got him out of it, to be honest. I don't know.
I think you did.
What was your technique?
I've seen my wife.
Well, I'm not very good at it, but we'll just like chat like absolute bollocks. And it seems to work.
I feel like there's... Is that like a question that you can ask someone that just like... Takes them down.
People should plug
them down. A few levels of...
Takes them down
and
out.
It seems like watching YouTube.
Have you ever listened to Invest with the Best?
So she
it sounds like cheesy, but this guy Patrick is on a
voice. It's very
good. Like, I think I've recommended to you. He's such a good interviewer
because
he just asked like very short
like point
question
blank.
And then need the person responds.
We need to nail like, the voice.
But they're very well thought out questions. But at the end, his question is, what's the kindest thing everyone's ever done for you? And it's like a financy podcast as well. So take people deep. Yeah.
Whenever I want to interact with it now, whether it's a click.
And they suddenly like reveal things and open up. I wonder if there's something like that you can hear at the start. That's the place of all that opens people up.
How's your mother?
That's great.
That would be something, yeah.
You can just do it before you press record.
I learned from Jack that you never press record, you always record.
ABR. Always be recording.
Is this the layer case?
ABC, which is like this. Always be talking.
It's from Wall Street.
Yeah. The old one.
I love you. AB. I kind of made up. I feel like Tim Ferriss or someone was saying that the most important part of an interview is like the 5 minutes before you start recording with someone. It was just like, you just have to try and...
Me and Will just got so pissed off that we chatted about all the fun stuff right at the beginning and we hadn't pressed record. Because it was like the stuff that we really wanted to chat about, we just brought it up.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh shit, we need to press record at some point.
Yeah. Happens sometimes, I feel like. Or like at the end sometimes, like you stop recording and you're like, oh yeah, by the way, like I can't believe you said that. And they're like, yeah, let me tell you this one. Yeah, it's
like, let me tell you this thing.
Oh, been around here. Okay, Jan, Codex is going to come up with a draft for that fix.
Nice. The headers one.
The headers and the metadata thing.
Yeah.
I tried to look for the repo you shared with the React router. To see how my implementation is different.
Yeah.
I have no idea how to find it.
Oh, I can find it. Okay.
Is anyone not drunk or anything?
No.
He sufficiently did. And.
Yeah, but we could hear us here in London.
Yeah.
Can you what?
The American
can you open surprise? Alcohol? Can you the have beer?
Surprised a lot.
Like, as you
get, you get arrested, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're fine. In Switzerland, you can too, but you can have beers.
Anything
but
I just asked here
just because I'm so used to
not being able to on the tube and stuff as well. But
I mean, I don't think anyone has anyone ever got told off for drinking on the tube.
I haven't drunk on the tube, so can't.
See,
I would like to build up.
Obviously, hasn't got there quite yet. Having a drink on it hasn't got that bad where you have to have a drink some after work.
You see this?
Just like, a six pack.
Yeah, just reading over it.
Jack was all. But Jack is quite a lot of stuff actually.
We got loads.
Yeah, this is great.
Thank you, super so valuable guys.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Bless you.
So when is the Python version coming?
It's also just so interesting.
Well, we already have.
We have it. We need to fix it. The thing we did is we fixed that whole conversation storage thing in the JavaScript ones. So I think we just need to apply that to the
Python. Is it DO?
So would that be the second language?
No, everyone doesn't believe. So yeah, but I think we're going to switch to a DO. So when you do that voice chat, for just a worker, it's called the WebSocket coming from your browser becomes DO.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then it makes the WebSocket connection to Cloudflare DeepGram for the transcription. And it makes a WebSocket connection to your chosen text-to-speech model.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has a WebSocket connection to a DO that records all of the messages for us.
Everything I can think of.
Okay.
As they happen.
Yeah. Like coming down.
And then...
But you're recording all your messages for all from the whole platform in one DO?
No. Your stash.
Okay.
That's shot. Yeah, one DO.
Yeah, that
was... Single point of it. The benefit of it. Yeah. Per session. And so that collects all the messages, and then saves them to DRSQL. And then when the session ends, that DO saves all those messages to an R2 file, as a JSON file, and then it boots up a background task, which loads up that JSON file, which has all of the audio in like base 64 JSON messages.
Nice chunks. But that looks pretty.
It's so hard to debug, right? And then it turns it into WAV files. Like, and then it has to do some really crazy stuff. I think we need to re-architect this. Because right now, when you ask it to respond, generate faster than the page. The AI's response. It sends all that audio to you in the browser.
Understand
like the whole thing it's going to say. And then it slowly plays it. But then if you interrupt it halfway through,
that can be done. Like,
when we make a recording of that conversation.
Oh, you get the whole thing?
Yeah, we need to know like, oh, you interrupted it there. So like, we have to cut that part of the audio.
Yeah.
However, complicated. So I think we're going to move to a method where we have a DO
conversation about
on
this
a loop
approach doesn't work.
Okay. And basically, it receives audio and it doesn't immediately send it to you.
Then
it loops through and sends you packet by packet to pretend
how
it to you in real time. Like, it gives you 20 milliseconds. Any 20
milliseconds. That's
that's how streaming works in the browser in general, right? Like, well, if you stream like YouTube or something, it sends you packets.
It doesn't do it all in advance because you might not watch it all.
Yeah, it doesn't do it all.
And like WebRTC was made for real time, right? Because when you're chatting with a human, they don't generate it faster than they say it.
Yeah.
You actually
that's cool.
The first one with 500 coffee freezing
it. So definitely need simplifying.
It's not like the other one. That's actually.
But our hope is that we can simplify that because it's been quite headache that audio pipeline stuff.
Some of that, like,
and then move on to some value add stuff. So we won't have like some evaluation and testing.
If you
so then you can record a conversation and then like change your prompt and then replay a simulated version of the conversation.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because like Jan finds they it's like when you're testing voice agents, you're just in an office constantly having to speak to it and like, is it responding correctly this time? Is it talking or doing the talk call?
Obviously, I have my own level.
So, this is why the hackathon is going to be quite interesting. It's everyone trying to voice
which are hard to implement.
But yeah, that'll help with the noise. Yeah, well, it picks up on
voice.
That's
the opposite. It's almost like a had something.
We need to copy API and a DO.
Wrong.
Also, to copy
for yours was
a DO.
Or shut to do like a branching.
And just like, results for like shifted different.
It's my drum beat at the moment.
Yeah, or replay.
You know what I'm saying? Stay in my lane.
Yeah.
You can still be beating drums in other people's lanes.
A few times. I'm just changing the backend.
Yeah, but I want to copy it. Yeah.
Solid too hard. But like, even
you know what Thomas's drum beat is? Thomas's drum beat is sharding in D1. To make it like actually a decent database.
The thing I guess like other people would say use DO for that.
No, but it's kind of a DO. D1 is a DO.
Stop people from starting.
Is it?
Yeah. Sorry. It's a whole blog on that. Yeah. D1 is a DO plus like some extra funny business, but it's basically a DO.
So and why would I not just use a DO per customer or per shard then?
Yeah, you could, but then you have to manually shard.
Yeah,
like this probably won't happen, but like the D1 sharding thing is very cool. Like if you can just, you basically end up with planet scale.
Yeah,
but like SQLite,
but you could call that like Galaxy scale or something.
Yeah. Yeah, Max Rosen.
We were just literally chatting earlier, like, should we move our GCP Postgres to planet scale or D1? That's literally what we haven't made the decision yet.
Probably planet scale.
Really?
Well, okay. Yeah.
How big is it going to get?
But the problem is
not that big. That's the thing. Because we've put big stuff, like the whole session recording, so it's in a DL already.
But so if you go to D1, you will end up on planet scale at some point. So you might as well go to planet scale.
So that's why I haven't done it yet. It's not clear, but here's the reason why DO might edge in front.
We have 150 things to go.
When, for example, you click chat to your agent, that's like 300 milliseconds of delay.
Because tell us what you need to
do. Then if we put it all on D1,
it's not.
Yeah, you would have it. So you could do hyperdrive and planet scale.
That's we've got hyperdrive now. Things like creating the session key and they're all right.
Oh, that's not very nice. Yeah, maybe if you can shard it well enough to put in the DO.
I'm not worried about it getting big though, because the only thing is user account.
Quickly show to someone.
And one record per session you have.
Can
you
actually about?
You can literally only have, like 10 gig or something? 5 or 10 gig? It's like not a lot.
They made it really high.
No, it's really not a lot.
I misread that. I thought it was like a terabyte.
No.
Oh my God, I have a really...
It's really small.
We had to see
that. No.
And some
I guess that's planet scale then.
You have to use planet scale. But then...
No, it says... Oh, I've read it wrong yet. Per account is 1 terabyte.
Yeah.
Per database. 10 gigabyte.
10 gig per database. So yeah, when you get to 5 gig, you should be scared.
This is my story.
Okay.
I'm like,
hello, you made it. Nice to see you.
Hi, everyone.
No worries.
Nice to meet you.
Come.
Sorry, I'm late.
No worries.
Nice to meet you.
This is Travis from the team.
Hey.
And this is Jack from
the...
Hi.
He's another wonderful
tester.
Well, but we are
who are now just chilling because they successfully met an agent.
Oh, amazing.
Builders.
Hey, that was,
I guess.
Help yourself. There's a bit left.
Thank you.
And then they're giving you a brand plate as you'd like. So
then you...
It worked.
Okay.
So, wanted to make sure that everything wasn't just going to suddenly break when we did the app bond.
Yeah,
no, that's a stress test of it. So, and it seems like it is not going to probably break, which is good. And we've got a mere whole board of a gazillion things we need to improve.
Well, can I read?
And measure it in your network perspective.
Well, have a look at those things. Please try it and see if you can do some of that.
I don't know, because you know,
it's making me like.
If it doesn't make sense now, does it make sense in the future?
Yeah, I feel like you have to try.
Three experiences, right?
I'm just like, what is this? What are you saying?
Come and try it.
You're going back to the end of life.
I said to you.
That was it your co-founder of Unwell?
Yeah.
Or had I said that earlier. Yeah. I wasn't sure if you're going to make it.
But the very end is.
But it'd be cool for you to try it and tell us.
So. So Thomas, this guy called Zeb, and Max Rosen.
I know Zeb. I follow him on Twitter.
Zeb, yeah. They're basically plotting about how they're going to fix the dashboard.
Oh, cool. Who did the diagrams? Did Zeb do those?
Oh, no. Brandon did those. Brandon and Braden. Brandon and Braden.
How are you going to fix the dashboard?
The alpha base people.
Yeah.
So this is like, whole internal project about moving to micro front end.
Ooh.
And
everyone make it faster.
No, because it's so awful. Like, and everyone's trying to like kill it.
Know how
kill the micro front ends discussion.
And
I am
there's
half expected.
Basically, it's got to the point where the best engineers in the company are like
I am not
the best great. The people who care about like web dev are like freaking out and just deciding to fix it. So there's like three PRs open, one to move to React 18, one to move to React Router 7, and one to move to roll down or something from Webpack. And they're all just like, we need to make this faster ASAP, otherwise they're gonna kick off this like 2-year long project to move to micro front end.
That's crazy in a big company how you have like people doing like 3 different directions.
Yeah.
And the same thing, yeah. And then you've got to like deal with the politics.
No, but they're all doing that. They're not meant to be doing that.
Well, that's what's cool about Cloudflare.
They're going to push all these PRs, and then at the end of it, they're going to be like, oh, see, we need to move to micro front ends.
Okay.
That's the
plan. So everyone's like on the same page.
Yeah, and the guy who wants to move to micro front ends is coming up for, his stuff's coming up for his...
Knowing which ones to actually just pick
There's some reason to think he might be around for much longer.
Yeah, he's advocating for micro front ends. Never heard a good thing about
I don't even know what it is, actually.
It's not even micro front ends. It's something called Web Fragments, which he developed.
I haven't done
fair enough.
Research.
That's not a good idea.
Yeah, but for him, it's so clear. It makes sense. He understands it intimately.
He worked on Angular at Google.
It makes sense to him.
And then he developed this thing called Web Fragments.
Some of the stuff we have, this don't have any of yours.
Yeah,
but I feel like
not a good idea. None of it's a good idea.
I feel like you kind of need, I don't know, stuff like React where everyone knows it. To make things efficient, because if you have something that's just like one person,
this is going to be bad. We can't do it. We can't do it.
I'm with you. I'm beating your drum.
What's
going to
be
bad?
Using headphones.
Move to micro front ends. The Cloudflare dashboards. So what's solid?
It's been a bit slow recently.
It is getting better. It's way better than it used to be.
Yeah, Thomas did a PR last week on Friday.
Yeah.
Did a PR on Friday. It dropped like build times by like 3 minutes. I'm like, legend. 14 minutes to 11 minutes. It's actually kind of crazy. And everyone was saying it's never going to get below 20 minutes. And then basically these three guys have just been like,
I think.
My beer. For like, not even that long, like the past like 4 days. And it's gonna get below 5 minutes. Later.
That's the way you make stuff happen in a big company. You say, this is never going to happen. No one's ever going to manage to do this. And smart engineers are like, nah.
No.
Can I get you a drink? Serious
water?
There is
water. Yes.
And
if you grab, do you want to grab a glass?
Yeah.
That's like architecture.
So you send a warm up text so you don't mind.
And there's also some soft drinks
and
stuff.
Thank you. And they even have that you can be linked with your past feelings. So you don't even have to be.
Yeah, this reverse psychology. That's the way to do it.
It's very funny.
I think I mentioned it. It's in the chat.
Because as soon as you say, like, we need to do this, we should do this, everyone's like, no,
you don't tell me
no,
what
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not the boss of me.
You need to give developers a challenge. You can't possibly do this. You'll never be able to do this.
Thomas, like, by the way, if you argue with me or my friends, expect me to keep receipts. He's just not chatting so much shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it was up there. Don't worry. I can think I can share it here.
Okay, it's TN events.
It's TN events. They try to get the
Do
we have a
coffee class there?
That's amazing. Yeah, it's really easy.
It's capital B, capital R,
events. It's like, it's
11
years, I think, but yeah, full. And you don't obviously don't.
I literally like for
so tell me the thing you're going
on. Well,
it was a very good thing.
Okay.
Very
awesome. Okay. Questions, please.
Nice. Okay.
But
you've been here before.
I'm happy to.
I mean, it's
funny, actually, because I
don't
want to see but what you want
to see. Only the actual. Only the iPod.
Don't read those.
Your expert house. So we have a golden. It's one of those.
Well, yeah, we just put it.
Yeah.
We've been here for.
Quickly on repo inside.
Woofmas.
That was literally
the like,
was dot
yeah. Dot now.
I laughed.
Oh, cool.
But like, just
cool.
My love was very much.
So, what these guys did was try the quick start and then tell us everything that was really confusing. That's how we ended up with that list.
Okay.
So, that would be really cool if you answer.
Doing it.
I don't want to
talk about my ministry.
What's the
painful
way?
Yeah.
The problem is, at the hackathon, we're going to have people doing this. Yeah, the people that choose these layers.
Anything that people want to have to have a little bit of dog because they're emotional. My parents are kind of like, I know, which is sex.
You know what I lost? Show you a phone. It might actually.
It's like very.
It should work.
Very happy. Okay.
I wrote a strategy so that everybody gets to the situations that put like crawl, documentation, crawl their documentation. Tell me how we can learn together, given both our
responsibilities,
what a good strategy would be, and then generated exactly like first he gave me like an overview. Yeah. Okay, you should probably do this as tooling within like a stream. And like here is how you could actually implement that. You could try and actually call indices is like the tooling.
Oh, wow, this is actually really quite good.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Is like, why would I do what you're asking me to do when I can just do this?
Yeah, I'm quite impressed.
And then I did a lot of followers. Well, sometimes you could look at you gave me a modernization strategy. It's like, oh, here you can actually use. The session conversation IDs to attribute is amazing. That's all less.
So we're figuring out.
And then we're looking at our reliability layer and some of the mom test questions for you.
Yeah.
So I don't want to bias you too much. But after that, don't wait because it's gonna scenario. Then I was like, I was like, okay, now architect,
but
the actual
record anything,
task flow and like it really went hard. Was the layer here? I'm trying to figure out what tooling
wasn't minded
to.
The 3 minutes
was just to use.
Sounded nothing like.
It's kind of like
big generation. I showed it to my mom.
And the files from
that. It sounded like
easier when you do a podcast. I don't think I ever recorded
it. It's like something. It's actually a lot because it's like. You think, like, when you're out, it's
actually
like. Even if the episode's like.
File structure and what I would do next, if you didn't tell me what you were supposed to do, I would now generate the file structure and make it downloadable.
I don't speak back to it.
I would be intrigued to see if that works, especially because I feel like this is going to be a common
tri-hour
entry point.
It's actually quite easy to
make. Like they should have. They should
quite have small price like that. It got all the dots. That is one of the features.
I haven't tried it this way.
You can actually like, I haven't tried it like that.
But strip out. I feel like it's good static really right because it means
so you're just getting tried adults. Just your audience that it's kind of got the right idea. Just like strip
it is quite an annoyingly like. Complicated like pieces that need to be together for the audio, but like
voice would be easier if I've just done the tons and tons of audio.
So I'd be really curious to see if it gets into some implementation details right.
That
because
basically
there are some nuances in
it. Was cheap.
And if this doesn't work,
the basic
I'm using Pro though. You want me to stop?
So, like the more basic guy, it was perfect.
Okay, maybe let's see how long it has. Maybe you might
remember FC architectures. And the voice of the shop too. Was this like a really bored American.
So,
like, it literally was the basic
of it. Because then, when you if it doesn't get it right, it's the tunnel. So, it is like,
it's
going to
pick it up. Mm-hmm. Like,
tell me more about that.
Actually,
why is it annoying?
A local
here.
So I should have just left
it. Let's insert it at a glance.
I would take
the same
kind of the gaps, but you need to be clear about not.
It's quite
So the two things we're going to lose with like,
is this in the conversation?
Oh, no. Part of the gaps.
Also, have to cut out
the gap. Get a pre-built.
And like, so then you don't get the gap anyway. So does that look at UI?
It's fine. As long as
I'll show you the secret.
As long as it delivers your small range and there is nothing blending. So you still need to leave some.
Actually, do we have a screenshot?
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, completely.
Yeah. The one thing we will get is this. Is that being said, we did fill this with Dakota.
It's like a bird. This
is awesome. I'm not following.
I think so.
But when you down, when you're running
something,
there are a few things that you are going to get. You're going to get a quick start
develop brands,
which is like a very basic XJS app, which implements the layer code. That you can change.
And we're figuring out
and implement tools too.
Okay.
And it will also give you just a pre-built React front end.
It's on the like
fit, which is the way to test your voice agent.
Okay.
So then when you run this whole interface, we speak to it.
Like most people,
and you see the
transfer as well.
And the other thing it's going to do, I don't think else is explained.
Yeah. It. And the remix set doesn't work very well.
Tell me who do they
want maybe
to use their voice?
Just explain that.
We don't tell you that
there's something.
And there's no image as well.
Talk about
the number.
There's down there, but there's a video
Jack doing it. But they just agree.
They should like what you need to see.
Remember, it was broad. The tunnel means that when you run it, layer could access like, your local machine to ask your agent to generate
a response. There's like so much items and not.
Yes,
guys.
We do so control.
Yeah, I really like this
WebSocket.
Well, it's set up cloud. But the cool thing it does is automatically sets the tongue.
And different voices are like temporary tongue.
You've got open and then sets it in our dashboard
as a farm.
So you get
or someone
integration voice. But I like this method to work because I feel like a lot of
people
like
this kind of
method. I think it's the first part. You choose your group chat doc.
I literally just
pasted
the links.
Oh,
and
I
was like,
it
does really well.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm doing so many things. Like, I couldn't possibly sit here and go through like documentation for all the integrations that are from that. I do this so often.
It's a guess.
Like, here's all the links. So now I'm making a merge integration.
I feel like we should write is quite meta. I feel like in these docs, we should say, the recommended thing is to download the quick start and then improve the code from the quick start.
So that then
we'll be using real-time voice
secure. That
GPT Pro did that instead. Because in me when you download this, when you do this and you get the quick start repo, it's called like manual
series.
So the biggest I use to be should that
next
quite yes, and like
a whole stack
for all click. But like these voice agents.
So this is the quick start repo it downloads, for example.
I do think
there is an agents.md file in there, which is like a whole copy of our docs.
I don't think it's going to be.
So if you download this repo and then load Codex or something,
it's effectively competing with
GPT. It does know about layer code and you can
improve upon it. Do you have like an LLM?
That's a copy of that, but then also on the docs.
So if it's okay.
Yeah, that's a good point, but also be linked to it as well.
It does.
So it's setting up agents, though.
The biggest benefit we will try to
we should just say
align to fishing industry.
Yeah,
we should just say.
But what I think we will always struggle with is that we don't have to spend on multiple brands. That's when we started, but also we realized you can cold start it. So we will stop from the brand specifically.
Mm.
And that's the biggest problem. I don't think it's because of me that it's a voice, like the voices for working out. It's really going to be, well, I'm at this store, I want to buy this outfit, but they do chickens. Then I need to go to another store, they're in pants. And then,
I do have like Gigi Fatigues basically. I want an outfit for this event.
I think that's it. So I think it's going to work. I think all brands will want their own experience to compete with ChatGPT, which basically makes it nervous and drives them to buy stuff. But I don't think huge volume will move to brand specific.
Oh,
this is like a little bit of interest.
So, yeah,
just because.
But you don't know. Just
yeah, right?
I mean, just watching other people.
I don't think it's going to be easy. Like, I think it's going to be easy.
Just looks at the
vertically.
Yeah. Oh, like, so, so like.
For example,
so like buying product device.
For example,
men's fashion.
Less.
Okay.
Less. I flip the table and chat.
Yeah.
No, no.
I guess really for me, Instagram and questions.
And those apps already exist.
I guess for
can you growing.
Yeah. Give us the context of what you're building with your. Oh, I know you don't want to tell us
the question,
but like,
kind of
how do you want to have a
selfie chat?
I'll just say, I just
bring you a job.
When did you
start that? Just our context of how
because
okay, it's very new.
You just have done the best advance.
He's really not like it's he's been doing this like for a few months, like, but he was not doing that. We have
like that
already.
Say what?
Where do you get those from?
We're really like connected with all the Delta Queen's
next
people. Like, we go to the hacks, and then people like hear about this thing, and then they're interested, can then try it, and then it works.
And this like daily update for this pulse. Sure, it has all these different things in their life.
But they don't like that. That's already too much bias.
It's like subsidized.
This is good. Now we're kind of at an intersection because last night I had like one of the best customer discovery calls of my life. They're a YC company. They're doing verticalized
and like anything you get, they'll take them.
Voice agent operating system.
Cool.
And they're booking like $5 million ARR right now. They're slaying.
There's so many vertical voice AI companies.
I couldn't know everyone. Yeah, I think.
So when we talked, he was telling me about a critical problem that is only just starting to hit at voice scale. That so painful, and I can't bias it yet. But it's so painful that they are now having to like allocate half of their engineering team and like calling resources from their partner data retrieval layer team members to like coordinate and solve this problem together.
Well, I want to guess what the problem is now, but I still know how they use
really bad. To do with voice agents and have to do with like performance. And that's all I'm going to say.
It's got to be, I mean, based on the, because we do all these, Jack's been amazing with our customers. Have you listened to, like, we heard about the,
I know
the
shy,
I go more technical advisor.
I think
the AV, the first
there.
Jack just made a podcast.
Okay.
If you go to Scary Mario Towers,
impression.
Oh, I'm going to
found us again. There's so much English they can comprehend. Yeah. You to cook whatever.
Okay.
And know what you care about.
Yeah,
and just like
standing the
next step.
That's giant stuff.
Okay, cool.
And he just did an episode on Tab. And it sounds like exactly what you're doing. Is that I think that it's like, but it's like a customer discovery process.
That should be
advisory board.
Amazing.
It sounds
like
something to do.
I'm not
something to this.
Really
cool. Looking for
this. So yeah. So we've been doing this tab. I was going to find that. Oh,
tab.
My phone's there, actually.
Yeah.
Can you grab my?
Yeah.
Can you pass my phone, Jab?
Yes.
Sorry.
Make sure you save that. It's a lot of gold in one.
Sorry, this is a bit of a tangent, but this is.
No, no, it's great. I love talking.
Yeah. So, a lot of space to go.
Yeah. This is a little internal podcast that we have. So, these are all customers from other voice AI startups. And I think Jack's been doing this a few and hearing the pain points. I think a lot of voice AI.
I'm doing one this for
one. I'm guessing, but it's in my transcription because that.
Right. the fastest
everyone keeps saying. Bargain. But maybe I've missed, maybe the problem is something at scale, which some of these customers haven't voiced.
I think that's obviously a huge problem, but I think that's a little bit more low level to the actual US test itself. This problem is specific to kind of fly operating when we actually get into
we were talking about that a lot. But it was not that easy.
I think right now they have just closed their first enterprise client is like 9,000.
Are you you're sharing all the coefficients.
It's a whole lot of
stuck with it.
Yeah.
How much context
can I?
This
problem even when they only have.
We've got another problem now.
So, okay.
Is it the problem or is it the customers that have a problem?
Because if I tell you, then you're going to be thinking about it every time.
Like, it's like trying to write into the.
Sorry, that's out of sync.
Yeah,
because that's a couple things that people said in those tab interviews. Customer onboarding.
Yeah, because you're
integrating with your RDM system.
Right, and we're
inaccurate transfer. So, okay, fine. Okay, okay, no, continue. So, then we'll get on to the issue or something. So,
like,
So,
the first one.
Spread out. But like
for my context, it. Because this feels
so it's easier to just send
but I know you probably have
but then you don't want to read out. So
like
we literally have
Fabulous.
Maybe what we do for the questions is like
do like slip.
The first question is like last time.
And there is a part of
to fetch data performance.
There's a part that goes through your mind.
Yeah. Oh, so you could like kind of
that you think feel sorry of it, so not literally.
Well, I think that's like, part of
demo that I have.
The way into Layer as architect is help make that integration as possible because
under $200.
If you take like the black box easy to set up, we'll say things like that. Their main way of integrating is like you define
just like console
cool web box and secondary order that's a big cost to those. And then sends them back to their LLM.
So when you get this,
you don't have a lot of control of like how
it is. You make something back and like all these things.
So the way we've done layer code is we've
not all
the
RLM.
You do all the voice, and then we shift transfer to your back end.
Yep.
And the idea is that then you can control that, right? So then if someone's coming in with like a Python drop, they can just do it in Python and do. Their API
call this
to this. It will
depend on its tool
network and so on. Then provide the tool call response to the data voice.
Tool approval response.
Yeah. So if I'm guessing, like our customers are probably.
That approval workflow, I'm basically kind of working across like 2/3, I think.
It's a great question. I don't know if we have enough insight into our customers. Challenges with the specifics of like the data retrieval and
understanding it. Yeah, I know.
Kind of like
you're talking about this whole lab and API.
Yeah, so it works in really fine. Because it's just like a lot of.
Yeah,
I would have like 10 follow-ups. One just for 5. One is like, does this mean that you're competing solely on the low level abilities of layer code as a voice
through the
main content? So it makes sense that you brought that.
Because then that's the
middle that
you need for that hot argument
situation. Then it means we are trying to abstract away any of these use case problems because the back end logic of all
that means
like you mark on the next upper so it's kind of like I'm washing my hands of this. I don't care
what anybody's going to
I calls, I don't care about the application. That would maybe make sense to what you're doing now. But I wonder if by your time what you'll see is like the there's in the space you're competing with, like the operation capabilities outperform you because the consumers are Chinese. And the more that they do, the more the logic that you have to operations and you don't, the more that like you really have to play the KPIs quality of our agents. And they might already have a pretty superior or similar quality, and then they're adding more.
For sure. It might be fun because basically you have a data table that you can send to the
thing that we felt I don't think we've heard enough scope. I think the main
to the agent.
Yeah. Exactly as you described. I think that the way we've seen it though is giving them control.
So they need to
hide the agent loop. So like that's like the fun
there.
So we have heard from customers is like when you're using more of a integrated platform, like Vappy, and this is quite so concerned with like the voice. When there are issues, they can't always.
That's why I think.
Find the source of the issues because Vappy doesn't
fix it.
And then when they do find the source of the issue, they can't actually go and fix the issue group because it's too much of a black box.
It's really different.
So this is one of the.
And then.
By giving you control of the agent, you control your back end, then you have visibility of those problems. And a lot of them are kind of, you put your documents, right? You do like an API call when it takes too long or you have a test data, and then you send it back to the LLM, and then the LLM generates a response, which is not.
But there's something around observability. That
AI SDK still
hasn't been
on stack finish.
Yeah.
And you can imagine if that's the case, how many critical operations fail
Moving forward deployment.
And there's also someone speaks something, it gets transcribed, then there's like tool calls that the LLM generates, and then that does actual things that happen, which can have a whole trace with them, and then responses, and then when you have an issue, like you hear the recording, and there's like an issue,
and
you want to try and work out where was the problem. Not only you got to go through that voice AI transcription layer, but then you want to go into like the observability of the tool to find out that thing's not connected by not very many
connected in a very very painful, and if you're not serving that in an intuitive way.
Yeah, because first of all, we are literally using the
SDK. And frustration for the end user. And if they're integrated and they handle their backend logic themselves, but the failure is with your service,
it's much easier.
And they're not able to quickly iterate and attack and rip that out and fix it.
One of the frustrating things we have now is like let's say their backend is like, they hear a slow response from the voice agent platform.
Yeah.
It's not clear to them. They want to be so aware.
That's another reason I'm doing this. It's important. It's important. It's important.
If you're speaking too much on Python and stuff, don't have like the JavaScript one.
It's too early for this question, but I'm curious if you have any insight into some of the like tooling that, or even just the templates that your users are using to break.
I have one example now, but I don't think we start.
Blockchain or AI SDKs.
No, it's still on.
Hey, do you have these implementations? Those are your offer to service in your website, or like is there only functionality that they want to find that your names here? Is this kind
of like an MCP example?
It's
an example that went to my thought. Took into the local.
I don't think we've got enough volume to allow
you. So you have minute the fire, right?
But
so isn't LLMs TXT, right?
Have it with
because they have LLMs fully TXT. I'm gonna do a little example to do a chat with your dog. MCP you can deploy, but I'll have it done by the end of the week.
So if you go to a mid. /MCP.
Yeah, but it's not remote, is it?
People get stuff like off.
Is it?
So I think you can just
fit it inside.
You know, like on the.
That's
like,
what we saw with the CLI.
You know how AI is having a nice name, like experiments to make voice agents.
Yeah, like, I just added it to the thing. Wait, docs.lerco.
The CLI is just running. It's a docs.lerco, and then see that like MCP slash MCP actually. Because that's like first example. Because you'll know what. I don't want to tell you the wrong thing, but I did make it work.
But latency is the biggest problem. You mentioned that.
Oh, it's slash MCP.
Just slash MCP? That is it, yeah. Yeah, that
a lot about latency.
Go on.
Voice AI. Like, the biggest problem seems to be
those docs
in general.
Always use that as an example.
Does this work?
Yeah, this works. So you can talk to docs. Things
about, like, either
how you can talk to any docs. We actually want to make an
example. And you mean the fire ones, right?
Any minute.
If you're on a siren, then you have delay. Somehow,
actually, and then
fit with audio. But then, if you're
on you're looking for
web, you
can this is actually what I was looking for.
Indicator as well as a
visual. That's cool. I didn't realize they shipped it like this because obviously they have this is a wrap around LLMs TXT, right?
Exactly.
It just causes
on probably the
whole. Would you say search?
Because when you're on,
I'm going to buy a service call company.
Speaking is trying to
wait.
Doesn't it? I think it's fundamental.
Doesn't it just expose the search function
conversation?
Yeah, on Minify.
Why, when you're on the web.
I don't think it's like, just that.
Like,
no,
it just tells you.
It's more like
they chunk
like in ChatGPT, the image loads. Whereas in voice, you.
It was a bit janky. I tried it on voice.
Did it work?
Kind of didn't work.
I don't know if I just did it
lag quickly.
I'm going to make a little demo of how you can deploy your own one.
Oh, that'd be sick.
So any LLMs full, you can deploy your own.
Exactly.
So
they have
ad search. Because it's like one. It'll be like five lines of one.
Oh, they can't go away.
That'll be awesome.
Really cool.
We're not. But we're like,
getting rid of durable objects and stuff like that.
We were talking about.
Wait, you're doing my
work?
Getting rid of durable objects.
Like an ACP on Cloudflare.
So you can have, like, you'll be able to have stateless ones that are just workers.
Doesn't
so, you know, we have worker entry point.
Send you a message saying.
Have you used one of those? Worker entry point?
Is that just what you mean, just calling?
It's like a special way of creating a worker.
People could too. Nothing with authentication.
So it's not instead of just like exporting
any like retries.
Instead of like exporting a default function that just gets called as fetch, you do it like this. It's like you export a default class extends worker entry point, and then you have fetch. And you can also have like other methods. You've done this?
No. Well, so you can.
So we'll export.
I can get out from.
Yeah, we'll export a default class that extends worker MCP. And then I haven't quite worked out the dev experience yet, but it'll be like you'll register your tools like something like this with maybe a tool decorator. And then this will just run.
I feel like there's a few
by your tools.
So then you could, like, instead of like Minify URL, like just use the URL.
Yeah, this is like latency just spikes.
So you can make your own like MCP and you can make your own MCP servers like really quite easily rather than having to deal with that durable object.
Some customers might
it's just be a worker like
latency. You don't ever know.
I think MCPs are a scam call,
but that
nice. A scam from big MCP.
Like that's really
big. From big,
now, and then also just like
voice. They can be, but like every time I turn
on cloud
or something,
we've big Twitter, like, big AI,
voice provider for that.
Big, it is hard.
Providers get
no, but I mean, like, it's easier to then go to, like, when you're actually building something,
like, speaking to this dentist,
basically building it as schools
and more business.
Yeah,
it's like via the voice agent. The voice agent's not working, it's a big talk.
The winning part, but then someone's, I think people just do MCP to do MCP.
We've definitely, one of the things we've done with by building on Cloudflare, I feel like,
is tough sometimes.
It's going to be easier job. We're going to have less hard problems than some of the other competitors have. You do exactly that for life.
It's got to be. Okay. So, I think this is where I would love to like align closer with you to hear more about that. It is as you build, because it's now just like you stun.
Free audio post production. By Alphonic.com.